With social distancing orders in effect at least through the end of April, it's only natural people who are confined to their homes are feeling trapped. A handful of formerly incarcerated women who have had to deal with those feelings have put together recommendations for others who are struggling with the stir-crazy feeling. WHYY's Jimena Condi has more.
Faith Bartley is familiar with isolation, and orders to stay home bring back memories from some of the worst days of her life. A self-described hugger, she understands how hard it is to go without human touch.
While in prison, I was not allowed to hug, kiss, give handshakes, or high fives. This was very difficult for me because those are the things that make me feel human, and not like an animal locked in a cage where no one gets to touch or cuddle me in their arms.
Bartley is currently one of a handful of fellows at the People's Paper Co-op in Philadelphia. The collective helps fellows advocate for currently incarcerated women through art and other work. While Bartley and her peers have seen their fellowship disrupted during the COVID-19 pandemic, they're determined to make the best of it and use their experience to help others, and in the process, help themselves. For example, Bartley says she found a way to show affection while forced to keep her distance.
I developed my own language to express my humanness by using my hands and fingers.
When Bartley passed her friends in the yard, chow hall, or church services, she would trace giant hearts in the air with her hands.
Really big and wide, letting them know that I love them. Another thing I would do when I would walk past or by my friends was hug myself.
Bartley says the self-hug showed her friends she cared and was comforting for her too. But perhaps it's not a lack of human contact that's adding to your stress. Maybe it's your dwindling supplies of groceries and toilet paper. Fellow Carrie DeLeo, who was incarcerated just last year, has experience with that too.
When you're locked up, it's really hard to get many things, but toilet paper is one of the hardest. We only have one roll to split between two people, and that has to last for 1 week.
DeLeo says she often traded snacks, coffee, or cigarettes for hygiene products. She says scarcity can bring out the best and worst in people.
I've seen both sides. I've seen people take advantage of each other's needs, but also seen time and time again women helping each other out.
Still, fellows like Latyra Blake know feeling cut off or bored is hard, and all the advice in the world can only do so much.
I believe my life and yours will go back to how I like it to be. Know that you're not alone going through this. We're here. We're together. Stay safe and remain strong.
The women say isolation can take a person's passion, self-esteem, and self-worth, but only if you let it. Jimena Condi, WHYY News.